Croker's special forces left Lady Shadow and hastened into the wastes flanking the pass. Mogaba had sentries concealed in amongst those rocks, of course. Fighting broke out immediately. Our elephants moved forward behind the troops pushing the camp followers. The Shadowlanders were too busy to bother them. The elephants used huge mallets to drive big iron spikes into the earth. Came a shrill of brassy Shadowlander trumpets. For no reason I could discern, Blade's division suddenly moved out, left oblique, downhill, at an angle that would take it around our right flank. I marveled at how well his men maintained formation crossing that rough ground. Now I got to witness one of Long Shadow's epic rages.
"You have gone too far this time!"
he thundered at Mogaba. Once he controlled himself enough to manage a coherent sentence.
"What the hell do you think you're doing making moves like that without consulting me? At least explain your thinking!"
While he yelled, he stamped around the rough platform, shaking, clawing at his mask, till I thought he might show the world the face he kept hidden except when he was alone. "I have no idea what he's doing." Mogaba ignored the Shadow Master's rage. He leaned on the platform rail, stared at Blade's division, and looked as confused as ever I had seen.
"Be quiet."
Howler punctuated the racket with a series of shrieks. Long Shadow became incoherent again. Taglian trumpets blared. Shadar cavalrymen galloped out of the gap between the old man's two divisions and rushed into that between Blade's division and the rest of the Shadowlander army. Their movement was a lot less impressive than Blade's. They did not even pretend to maintain formation once they were moving. Blade ignored them. He continued his march. Mogaba became as excited as ever I have seen him. He didn't have a clue what Blade was up to. Long Shadow and Howler nearly came to blows. What the hell was going on? Sudden drums announced the advance of Croker's lead division. It headed straight into the space vacated by Blade's force. The cavalry drifted onward, screening the division's outside flank. Then the reserve division faced right and began to follow Blade. And I gawked. Events were unfolding as though carefully choreographed, yet nobody knew what was going on. Confusion was universal. In some more remote areas, like Lady's command post, people had no idea at all. The captain might have had some idea, but he seemed to be running in three directions at once, trying to obtain control, keep in touch. He was unable to keep a grasp on the bigger picture. I could give him no help. By the time I could return to flesh, get myself moving, find him at the front a mile from One Eye's wagon, the whole situation would have changed radically. On our left and in our center, our soldiers continued to drive the camp followers ahead of them. That was turning into a horror show of proportions sure to be recalled for generations. Croker's lead division engaged the Shadowlanders directly, attempting to secure the position Blade had abandoned. Mogava's reserves rushed in. They fought very well. They pushed Croker back. Barely. I got the feeling the old man wasn't ready to make a total effort to gain the position. One company of Shadar, towering over